An update on a long-standing controversy over chemicals found in some plastics. These chemicals mimic the hormone estrogen, and a lot of people don't want them in their water bottles or food containers. NPR's John Hamilton reports on a legal battle involving a new plastic marketed as hormone-free.
This battle involves a chemical company and a science professor who is also a businessman. But it's part of a much larger struggle for the hearts and minds of consumers worried about the safety of plastics. The chemical company is Eastman Chemical. In 2002, Eastman began developing a new plastic called Triton. Chris Killian, a vice president for specialty products, says it was designed to be
a tough, clear, chemically resistant, and also dishwasher resistant product.
And Triton had another desirable quality. Unlike many plastics, it did not contain BPA, a chemical that acts like a weak version of the hormone estrogen. BPA was beginning to attract attention back then because animal studies suggested that large doses could cause health problems. Killian says the absence of BPA in Triton was an accident.
It was not our original intent to design a BPA-free resin.
But they did. And that became really important when Triton came to market in 2007. By then, many consumers were avoiding products made with BPA, and the FDA hadn't taken a position. It was still evaluating the safety of these products. Killian says the uncertainty surrounding BPA gave Triton a big boost.
We certainly became aware of the growing interest with respect to having a BPA-free alternative, but none of us could have predicted the magnitude of that interest.
Triton became an immediate hit. Enter the businessman professor, George Bittner. Bittner is a professor of neuroscience at the University of Texas at Austin. He also started his own plastics company. In both roles, Bittner is known as a scrappy, tireless fighter. And long before Triton came along, Bittner had concluded that BPA wasn't the only chemical in plastics that could act like estrogen.
There's a couple of hundred or maybe a couple thousand other chemicals that are used to make some kinds of plastics that are almost certainly as much a problem as BPA.
Bittner believed this so strongly that he founded Plastipure, a company that promised to make plastics without estrogenic chemicals. Over the years, Bittner would put millions into the venture. As he worked to get his company launched, Bittner and some other scientists began preaching the gospel that consumers shouldn't settle for products that were merely BPA-free. They should demand products that were EA-free, devoid of any estrogenic activity. And by the time Triton arrived in 2007, people were starting to listen. Eastman's Chris Killian says he was concerned.
This consumer preference began to evolve and grow in the same way BPA did.
Eastman responded by adding EA-free to Triton's resume. There was just one problem. Plastipure was saying in its marketing materials that Triton products were not free of estrogenic activity under certain conditions. In 2012, Eastman sued Plastipure. During the trial, each side trotted out experts and studies backing its position. In 2013, a federal jury sided with Eastman. Plastipure and a sister company would have to change their marketing tactics. A few weeks ago, an appeals court upheld that ruling. Mike Husey, the CEO of Plastipure, says he and Bittner have changed their behavior a bit.
We don't talk about Triton or Eastman in a commercial context concerning the testing results that we have. But that doesn't limit our discussing our research in a scientific context.
Husey says the company also has been publishing new scientific papers that specifically mention Triton.
We've started to release the names of manufacturers and also actual product names, but we're doing it through peer-reviewed publications.
George Bittner says that, despite the loss in court, his message is still getting through.
People are recognizing that it's not the courts that determine scientific questions.
So the struggle for the hearts and minds of consumers goes on. Eastman is still marketing Triton as EA-free, and sales are growing. Plastipure is gearing up to sell a line of baby bottles that meets its own definition of EA-free. And the FDA continues to evaluate products made with a range of chemicals that have estrogenic activity. But the agency has taken a position on BPA, the chemical that started this whole controversy. Late last year, the FDA issued its strongest statement yet, saying that products made with BPA are safe. And early this year, the European Food Safety Authority said pretty much the same thing. John Hamilton, NPR News.